Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Yud Aleph, Psachim 11a, pagination page 21, but we will start from the Mishnah on the facing page. So we're on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis 10b, pagination 20. Towards the bottom of the page, you'll see the wide lines. And about 10 lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. The question which the Mishnah and the Gemara will address is the question, what happens if a person forgot to do a bedikah? He didn't check for chametz before Pesach, or he didn't check for chametz on the night of bedikas chametz, the night preceding the Seder. And the question is to go through exactly what is he supposed to do in trying to fulfill that requirement of checking. Another possibility, not just if you forgot to make a bedikah, but what happens if you come into an area which was not yet checked for chametz? You rent a hotel room on Pesach. What are you supposed to do? A third scenario, which is mentioned by the Mishneh Berurah, actually very sophisticated and fascinating, is the case of a person who was Yoresh, who inherited Chametz on Pesach. Person died, and either that person was not observant, so they didn't get rid of their Chametz, or that person who passed away was too sick to be observing properly. And if no one sold their chametz, and no one was mevatel their chametz, so there is chametz that theoretically through Yerusha is owned, perhaps, by the children. And what is it that they're supposed to do, particularly if they're in that area, living in the area, walking through that area, in which the chametz can be found. So the Mishnah states a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Bodkim or Yudalid, you check the night of the 14th, over Yudalid Shachris, and if you didn't do that, then you should check the 14th in the morning, over Shas HaBiur, or you should check at the time when it's appropriate to burn the chametz. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that you should not check beyond that time, because after that time it's already forbidden, and maybe you won't see the chametz. If you don't see the chametz, and you don't look for the chametz, so you won't have the chametz, so why are you looking to uncover problems? V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, no, you're obligated to check. Lo batak or yedalid, if you didn't check the night of the 14th, yivdok be yedalid, you should check the day of the 14th. Lo vodak be yedalid, yivdok besoch hamoed. If you didn't check on the 14th, the way we learn this Mishnah lahalacha is that it's referring to the middle of Pesach. Rashi doesn't say it like that, but the Rav says this is the mefarshi. There are others that learn like this. And indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, we require a bedika even during Yom Tif. Lo badak besoch hamoed. If you didn't check during Yom Tif, chol hamoed, yivdok la'achar hamoed, you should check after Yom Tif, because the chametz would have the status of chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach, chametz that went through Pesach illegally. Now, if the person did make a mechira, he sold all the chametz he owns to a non-Jew, then this might be handled differently. But if we're dealing with a regular case, straightforward, person forgot to check, the chametz would belong to him, then he should be checking after it and eliminating it. Let's drop down to the last two lines of the page, where the Gemara explains, Mikame Isura in, Rabbi Yehuda holds you should only check before the prohibition kicks in, Bosar Isura lo, After the Isser, the prohibition kicks in, you should not check for chametz. Gezeira, we have a legislation, you're going to look for the chametz, maybe while you're handling it, you'll come to eat it. So you're getting all involved, it might be to your disadvantage. Better not to worry about the chametz if you see it, so we know what we're supposed to do. You cover it or you burn it. But if you don't know about the chametz, don't start looking for it purposely. V'rabbanan savri, and the Rabbanan say, lo gazrinan, we're not worried that you're going to eat it, as the Gemara later will tell us, because your entire mind frame is to get rid of the chametz, and we're not worried that you're going to eat it. Ask the Gemara. Umigoza Rabbi Yehuda duma ase lemech leminei. Does Rabbi Yehuda truly worry that you're going to eat from the chametz? Vatanan, we learned. In a different case, where there's also a prohibition to eat something, apparently Rabbi Yehuda was not worried that you were going to violate the prohibition and eat it. And you were allowed to handle it. Mishekorev haomer, when they finally brought the korban omer, which allows the new grain to be used, yotzim, they would go out, the motzim shuki yishlaim shemalei kemach v'kali, that the suppliers had already brought in the grain, which becomes permitted as a result of the korban omer. Shelo b'rutzon chachamim, against the sages' recommendation, they did not approve of what was going on, that everybody was handling the produce before it was permitted. But that's what was going on. Div Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Yehuda says, Britzon Chachamim Ayurosim. Certainly it was done with the consent of the Chachamim. And for some reason, Veloka Gozer Rav Yehuda Demasa Lamechamine. We don't find that Rav Yehuda is worried that you're going to eat it before the carbon, before it becomes permitted. So we seem to have a reverse ruling over here. Also a product that's forbidden to eat at the present time. The Chachamim are saying that you should not be handling this produce before the proper time. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's permitted to be handling this produce even though it's before the proper time, which is exactly the opposite of the way we understood in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah presented that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, don't handle chametz when it's prohibited, and the Chachamim were saying that it's permitted to handle the chametz while it is prohibited. Let's drop down together to about 10 lines from the top. Ela Amar Abaye Chodosh, the end of a line. Ela Amar Abaye, Abaye explained, Chodosh Bodominei. The reason that we're more lenient by Chodosh, by the new produce, in the Brisa that we just mentioned, and Rabbi Yehuda allows you to handle it, and we're not worried, even though he was worried in our Mishnah about Chametz, and the answer is Chodosh Bodominei. The people are trained. They know that this new produce, you're not allowed to eat it. Until the green light is given, because the korban omer was brought, they're trained not to eat from it. Whereas chametz, lo bodomine. Chametz, a person is not distant from, he's not separated from it. All year he's eating chametz. So it all depends in human behavior on what mode you're in. Rabbi Yehuda held that you should not purposely go out of your way to find chametz after the time of prohibition, because during the year, such crackers, people eat them, and therefore you might forget yourself. Amar Rava added, Rabbi Yehuda kasha, you had a problem of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, Drabbanan ad Drabbanan lo kasha, don't you have the same problem, a reverse ruling, seemingly, regarding the Drabbanan? Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, I understand you resolved Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Why by chametz he says don't handle it, and by chodesh he says you could handle it. Kiddushan ninon, as you answered, because chodesh a person is trained not to eat, and chametz a person normally does eat. Drabbanan ad Drabbanan nami lo kasha, and the stira, the contradiction between the Mishnah's Dirabanan and the new Mishnah that we brought about Chadash, that also has a Dirabanan that say a different view. In our Mishnah, we have a rule that you should search after the chametz, and we have no problem that you're handling something prohibited. And in this Mishnah that we just brought about Chadash, about the new produce, we said absolutely not supposed to be handling the new produce while it is still prohibited. Lokasha, it's not a problem. Huatzma machazor lov lesorfo, the person is working to burn it. That's his mind frame. Mecha ka'achaminei, are you really worried that he's going to eat from it? And therefore we resolved the Rabbanan contradiction regarding chametz. You certainly do check for it, and that's the way we paskin, because your mind frame is to burn it, and we're therefore not worried you're going to eat it. But by chadash, the entire mind frame, on the contrary, really, it's in order to make it available for consumption. And therefore, there would be a concern that people might end up consuming it too early. Now, we mentioned in the beginning that Yerusha, an inheritance, might theoretically come into a person's possession. To avoid this, a person can actually make a declaration similar to what is written in the authorization to sell chametz, that anything that might be forced upon me, anything that is delivered from transit, from the mail, someone sends me a sample of a chametz sticker product, so all of that, like cereal, so all of that I am selling to the guy, I don't want it. And that may have a benefit as well, that it's making clear that I don't want it, and therefore perhaps it would never enter your rishus halachically, because you are saying that you don't want chametz on Pesach. Yeshikulach, thank you for joining.